I killed most of the 23 by cutting, by severing their major arteries with a knife or a razor after they were insensible from drink. I killed them this way not out of cowardice or from a wish to avoid a struggle. Though I'm not a large man, I could have overcome any of my half-starved, drug-addled waifs in a fair fight. I killed them by cutting because I appreciated the beautiful objects that their bodies were, the bright ribbons of blood coursing over the velvet of their skin, the feel of their muscles parting like soft butter. I drowned two in the bath and choked one with the laces of his own Dr. Martin boots as he lay in a drunken stupor. But mostly, I killed them by cutting. That's not to say that I took them to pieces for pleasure. I found no joy in gross mutilation or dismemberment. Not then. It was the subtle whisper and slice of the razor that appealed to me. I liked my boys as they were. Big, dead dolls with an extra weeping crimson mouth or two. I would keep them with me for as much as a week, until the smell in my flat grew obvious. I did not find the odour of death unpleasant. It was rather like cut flowers left too long in stagnant water. A heavy, sickish sweetness that coated the nostrils and curled into the back of the throat with every breath. But the neighbours complained, and I would have to invent some excuse or other, something about my waste disposal backing up on my toilet having overflowed. Humiliating and ultimately futile, for it was a neighbour who called the police in the end. I would leave my boy in my armchair when I went to work, and he would be waiting patiently for me when I came home. I would take him into my bed and cradle his creamy smoothness all night. For a day, or 2 days, or a week, I wouldn't feel alone. Then it would be time to let another one go. I would use a saw to cut him in half at the waist, to separate the arms from the torso, to bisect the legs at the knee. I would wrestle the segments into bulging bags of wet garbage, where their odd angles and powerful stench might be disguised, and leave them out for collection. I would drink whiskey until the flat spun. I would vomit in the basin and sob myself to sleep, having lost at love again. I did not come to appreciate the aesthetics of dismemberment until much later. But for now, I sat in a dank cell in Her Majesty's Prison Painswick in Lower Slaughter, near the industrial wasteland of Binningham.